Good morning. As those of you who have been here the last few weeks consistently know, we've been working slowly through the Sermon on the Mount. We heard the opening, the Beatitudes, that sort of set the tone for the whole thing as poetic introduction. And then the injunction about the Torah. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill, to set not an obligatory minimum, but an obligatory maximum. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And then after that discussion, we get three applications. How do you fulfill this new and improved Torah? Well, first of all, in your dealings with God. We looked at that last week. The traditional ways of piety, prayer, thanksgiving, almsgiving. Now, today, stuff. How does this new obligatory maximum approach to Torah affect your attitude to stuff? And then next week, people. God, stuff, people. Pretty well covers it in lives, doesn't it? And then the last part of chapter 7 is a conclusion that wraps back to the Beatitudes and ties it all together. So Jesus, talking about the new Torah, the obligatory maximum on stuff. And basically he says, let go of it. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. It's the source primarily of heartache. Worrying about moths eating, decay, destroying, thieves stealing. You know, all kind of elegant ways now for thieves stealing. Although sometimes you figure, they should have known. You know? I mean, Lou Gehrig should not have been surprised that he got Lou Gehrig's disease, right? Similarly, how can you be surprised that Bernie made off with your money? Okay, somebody got it. But you worry about all that stuff. What good is it doing you? But we do. Jesus says, you can't serve two masters. You can't be concerned about stuff and concerned about God at the same time. You got to serve one and let go of the other. Well, this is definitely obligatory maximum territory, right? Frequently written off to the optional maximum territory. We'll let great saints worry about that one. And sure enough, it is a maximum. I mean, you can't live up to it. Very few people have ever tried. And fewer of them have been successful. A few have. You remember Francis of Assisi? Yeah. Who really didn't care about... That's why he was never superior of the Franciscan order. Francis, the founder, thought that friars should sleep in caves and under bridges. Friars, who were getting tired of sleeping in caves and under bridges, elected somebody else superior general of the order, and then started building themselves nice houses to live in. Living under bridges is hard to do. And maybe not even possible to do, depending. Most of us have responsibilities of one sort or another. If your responsibilities happen to include dependents, you know, I mean, you can go live under a bridge, but can you take your kid with you to live under a bridge? Not even responsible. We lock people up for things like that. So we write it off, you know, that's at best some kind of optional extra for crazy saints like Francis. The rest of us ignore it. Wrong. It is a maximum, but it is an obligatory maximum. Not an obligatory minimum, something God is going to get you if you don't live up to completely. An obligatory maximum, something you've got to keep striving towards. And sure enough, we do. We need to keep striving towards letting go of our stuff. Especially in this culture, where we make a fetish of it. We're obsessed with that. We don't own stuff. Stuff owns us. We need to get free. Strike off your chains and go free. They tell the story of the old Buddhist monk in Tibet. All he had was a wooden rice bowl with which he would beg. One day he was cleaning it in the stream and it fell and hit a rock and broke. And he looked up to heaven and said, now at last I am free. Well, we're not going to get that far, but you can take a step. Listen to Jesus talking about the birds in the sky and the lilies in the field. And see where you can take a step. What can you do that will simplify your life a little more? What can you do to let go of your stuff a little more? What can you do to let go of your worrying about it a little more? But okay, in this day where pension plans are becoming obsolete, even the Archdiocese, believe it or not, is abolishing its pension plan for lay employees. They're all being replaced with these defined contribution plans, IRAs, 403Bs, 401Ks, whatever. You pretty well have to put something aside for your retirement. Otherwise, you're going to be a burden on somebody. But do you have to obsess about it? Do you have to maximize it? Does it have to be, you know, enough to live comfortably in retirement? Do you have to check the stock market every 15 minutes to see how it's doing? Could you let go just a little? Take a step. You don't have to plan to get to the goal. It's an obligatory maximum. You're not going to get to the goal. You're not going to be completely free of stuff or completely free of anxiety any more than you're going to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. But you can get closer to it than you are. And you'll be happier for it. Don't plan the whole journey. That's another, you know, being too anxious about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about itself. Just see what you can do today. Don't plan the whole thing. You'll be daunted. You'll give up. You say, I'm not sure I even want to get there. I'm not doing all that. Just look for one step. Take the one step. Let go of a little bit of anxiety. Let go of a little bit of stuff. Break at least one chain that ties you to mammon so that you can be that much freer to serve God. And then trust that when you get to the other end of that step, God will still be there with you. And you're probably even more aware of God's presence. And then maybe you figure out where the next step is. And it may not be where you think it is now. Maybe a whole different direction. It's okay. One step at a time. The great injunctions of the 12-step programs, you know, one day at a time. If we plan the whole journey, we probably never start. Because we can't figure it all out. We can't budget for it. We can't get stuff together for it. Well, that's precisely the point, is letting go of the stuff, letting go of the anxiety, letting go of the worry. And that means, see what one step is. Take that one step. See where you are now. Your attitude towards stuff, this fulfillment of the Torah, this obligatory maximum, makes sense. Break one of the chains. Take one step. Then, breathe a little freer, look around from a better position, and see where to go from there. Right now, just realize that it is a goal, and it is a goal towards which you can take a step. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.